Yes, everybody, welcome back. My name is Stephen Howson. This is the Paddock Podcast. Today, we have got joining us Mr. Adam McCullough. And we have also got... I can hear myself in my own head here. What's going on? And we have also got the long-awaited actual return of Ronaldo. He came in on Tuesday, couldn't get his mic working, but now he's actually back.
Viva Ronaldo!
It's comedic, though. Comedic, at least.
It was a little bit comedic. Well, cheers for everyone for joining us. Get your questions in, get your comments in, get your abuse in about Ronaldo for where he's been. I've got a little bit of admin that we need to attend to. So this morning we launched memberships on Paddock. We launched memberships because we've basically lost all sponsorships, mainly through my channel, actually. I've been keeping Paddock going through what I get in terms of sponsorships for the past year. Paddock actually hasn't had a single sponsorship in a year. But we've turned on the memberships because it needs to pay its own way. I've lost a lot of sponsorship to the point where what I bring in sponsorship, my Patreon and stuff like that, it's significantly under what our wage bill is. And I don't want to be one of them people that goes and just takes the government money and goes, furlough everyone, because I still want to keep making content. And if you take the government money and you furlough everybody, you have to stop work. And I'm not going to cheat the system and keep doing it. We've got to be honest with this. And I don't want anyone to lose their jobs, so I can't lay anybody off. We're in this as a team, and we're going through this as a team. So I've got a target on my Patreon, which is to get to 1,500, and we're over 1,100, so absolute legends, everyone that's joined. But we've also created something on Paddock. What we've created on Paddock is a little bit different, and it's absolutely the Paddock personality. So you're going to get some behind-the-scenes videos. There's going to be shout-outs. And at the top tier, which has shocked me because it's the most popular tier, we've got like a loot crate giveaway thing. So every month you're going to get some merch. Sometimes it'll be merch that won't be even for sale for the public. Sometimes it'll be going out there before the public get it. One example being, we're going to put the away shirt in there probably the month before the public can get it. Like, so as a thank you to everybody that comes and joins as a member, we're going to be doing all sorts of stuff. There's going to be stickers, badges. It's going to be awesome. If there's any in the comments now, you get a little badge next to your name for being a channel member and supporting us. But I'm just going to do a quick readout of everyone that's joined so far. We've had 10 people join, so here's the first 10. We've had Harvard, Chantel, DS, Canlan, James Norris, Martin Smith, Donald, Zachary, James, Brian, and James Hunsinger. You absolute legends. Thank you very much for joining on our memberships. And if you want to join, there's more information below. Hit the little join button and you'll see everything that there is to see in there. And I'm going to just have a quick scroll through the comments. There we go. James in the comments there. Let's put it on the screen, see if it works. Because we know we can put the comments on. Let's just see if I can find where James is on here. There we go. So he gets this little S next to his name. See that? So there we go. James is one of our absolute legends. Where's Ryan been? I mean Ronaldo. Anyway, do you want to explain yourself? Where have you been for months?
I've been carring in libraries at university. That's what I've been doing.
Aren't you failing as well?
No, I'm not failing. Definitely not failing. I'm just under strain. Final year problems.
Isn't final year cancelled though? Is it like everyone's basic, cancelled?
Basically, it's kind of with my university, it's kind of like under negotiation about what's going on. I feel like they're trying to make it up as they go along.
I think everyone's doing that, aren't they?
I think that's basically what's happening. Everyone's making up as it goes along. So it's not completely finished, but apparently all examinations and stuff are going to be online and they're completely changing the whole thing, the way it's going to work.
You get reimbursement on your $9,000 a year.
I think we're making a bunch of petitions and stuff, but the government's probably just looking at them like,
yeah,
probably not.
What happened to like people who was in like second year of uni when like World War II broke out? So you have to go and fight for 5 years and then come back and finish 2 years of like.
Had a gap year in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, in Normandy. Right, so we're going to be talking about Mino Raiola, but I think it's also worth bringing up because I've seen quite a few of the British press are trying to cause a bit of a scene. It's so fucking obvious to me that they want Ronaldo's old club to win the title. Belgium has awarded Bruges the title. Now, the difference is they're 15 points clear and it's one game to play. That's not the same, is it? And as I was sort of saying to Ronaldo before we came on air, even actually when it's done, it ain't done. Because you can get sent off in the tunnel, can't you, after a game? You can be walking down the tunnel and get sent off for something that you say to a ref. So by not playing those games, and I know I'm picking, I know I'm being a nitpicker here, and I'm looking at technicalities and all that sort of stuff, but it's a truth. You can't just award titles to people, because Liverpool could have played in these next 9-10 games and they could have broke the rules, which resulted in a 10-point deduction at some point. Now, I know that the likelihood of all that lot is slim, but this is sport and it has to be played fully or you have to wind it back, I think. What's your thoughts on that, lads?
We've had this conversation before, and I mentioned it, like, if you said to a Liverpool fan, let's say some shit kicked off in the Istanbul final in 2005 at half-time, and we were like, well, AC are 3-0 up. No one's coming back from this. You wouldn't have been able to award them the title, would you?
No.
So it's kind of like, I feel like it's the same, but I can understand how frustrated they are, but ultimately that's just life, isn't it? We're frustrated at the fact that we didn't get to see the end of our season. Where were we going to finish? Now, I know that's small fry compared to winning the league.
Couple of finals, though. And being two wins away from it.
But we could have won. So it's like a lot of teams can say that. Leeds can say, well, we should go up. We were top of the league. So where do you draw the line for that's done, but that's not done? Like, where is it? So do Norwich go down because they're, well, all season we've thought they've gone, so surely they go now, right? Well, but they're not mathematically possible.
And yes, they like, make the great escape as well, don't they?
Yeah, the likelihood is they would have gone down, but you can't relegate them on a 29-game season or 28-game season. It doesn't make sense.
Ronaldo, what do you think?
Basically, I'm in agreement. I feel like, obviously, I'm a little bit biased here because I'm not the biggest fan of Liverpool, but I feel like if you can't have one rule for one and then not for all, and it's going to affect every single team differently. So as he's mentioned, Leeds have a case, and then teams that are in relegation zones have a case. We have a case because we were on the brink of making a push for top four. So I feel like everyone's got something to complain about as a football team. Because even if you're not thinking about top four, or you're not thinking about relegation, the different money in placings in the Premier League make a huge difference. There's a difference between 10th and 8th. There's a difference between 10th and 7th money-wise. So it's basically, I feel like if it's not a done deal, it's not a done deal. You can kind of analogize it like 100-meter race. Someone could be winning and then after 90 meters, they fall over. So I'm pretty much in agreement with you, Steve.
It feels like to me, a lot of journalists that have jumped all over this with what Belgium have done are trying to use that to justify just awarding Liverpool the title. And that doesn't sit right with me, that. Of course, I'm biased, right? I mean, I hate when people come to go, you're biased, like, yeah, and?
Like, would you rather them win the league or be awarded the league?
I'd definitely rather them be awarded the league.
Exactly.
Awarded.
You know what? I promise you this. If they do that, I will make a t-shirt which says Manchester United 20, COVID 19, Liverpool 18.
That's happening.
Brackets one.
Just basically, they've got an asterisk on the title.
I love that more than you could possibly imagine.
They'll force the league through, though, right? We all know this. I don't know how it possibly, I can't get my head around how you behind closed doors, not only every single squad, but like catering staff, hotel staff, this staff, that staff. How do you close it? We couldn't even keep Jack Grealish in his apartment for a weekend. Like, how are you going to keep every single member of a squad, like, away from other people that have been out of that contamination zone or behind. Like, it doesn't, I don't see it, but because of the impact that you'll have with Premier League TV money, they're going to have to force it through.
That's it. It's probably like 800 million on the line. And
for I think it is 760 mil.
People will find a way to justify doing whatever they want for that sort of cash. I'm sure they will. And I'm sure that the money is at the forefront of every single decision that they're making. Someone, I can't remember if it was on a video or if it was just a conversation I was having, was saying, do you know what? It wasn't, it was a conversation I had. But do you know what? Because I'm having conversations over Skype to friends now, like, I can't remember if it was while I'm doing a video or if it was like just literally a conversation I had with someone, but it was a conversation. And he made an excellent point, which is, I can't believe that when they sat down and had that meeting, it wasn't even on the table to discuss making the league null and void. And he went, you're not seeing the bigger picture. And I was like, well, what's the bigger picture? And he said, the bigger picture is when the league go and actually make it null and void, if that's what they do, they have to have proven that they've done every single thing possible to try and make these fixtures happen. And I was like, uh-huh. He goes, otherwise, they could. There's going to be a negotiation. There's probably going to be a court battle about how much do they get paid by the TV companies and how much do the TV companies hold back. So if they can say, well, at the minutes of our meeting, the first time we all sat down as a league, we said, we will make this thing happen no matter what. And then in the second time around, they said, you know what? What we're going to do is we maybe have to talk about this as a contingency. You know, and then the next meeting, they actually discuss how that might work and so on and so forth. But then they can actually say, we made a solid effort to not cancel the league. So therefore, pay us what you owe us. And I think it'd be fair to pro rata what the, if you get paid 100 million for 38 games, give them 75 because we played three quarters of it. Before I move on, Darthurs 458 has just become a new member. Check that out. We can get you on screen as well as giving you the shout out.
Shout out, Darthurs.
Righty, second topic that we were going to talk about. And also, please get your questions in. If you've got some good questions as well, bang them in and we will put them on screen and we'll read them out for you guys. But I wanted to talk about Mino Raiola. Mino Raiola's got several extremely high-profile clients. I would say the ones that are getting the most traction in the last 12 months, De Ligt, Haaland, Paul Pogba. Oh, hang on, we got another new member, Harold Dreyer. Get in there. Well done. Love that profile picture, by the way. Two new members straight off the bat. Well done, lads. Those three players, there is a circus around them. We've seen Haaland move essentially 2 months ago and already be the subject of transfer rumours, which is ludicrous. Matthias De Ligt hasn't been there a year and is already the subject of transfer rumours. And Paul Pogba, doesn't matter what he does, he's always the subject of transfer rumours. Mac, just say fuck Raiola for me. Is there any reason that United need to be?
I can't stand Raiola, and there's one big reason why I'd steer clear of any further deals with his clientele. But how much of, like, the Haaland stuff, he's just joined them in January. How much of that is bored journalists? Like, just because literally I read that story today and it was, in any future transfer battle, United and Real will be interested. Like that's just a bored journalist. So I see what you're saying. He's an absolute bell end at times. And when he does open his mouth, he's an idiot. And we saw him go too far this year and have to backtrack a lot as well. And whilst I think there's a chance Pogba may stay, and I'm not against that at all, working with, like, dealing with any of his other clients just doesn't make sense to me. Unless they're like, they are dead set on coming to Manchester United. If it comes down to a battle where you know it's merely the highest bidder, I don't think we'd be entertaining them kind of things anymore, to be honest. And therefore, we wouldn't be entertaining any kind of Raiola clients. But let's say he had Sancho under his belt and Sancho wants to join United. You've got no choice but to deal with him. And that's the thing. Like, he is a super agent. He, if you think of, like, the Pinis, the Harveys over the years, like Jorge Mendes over the years, you're ultimately always going to end up having to work with these guys if you want the creme de la creme of players, because they will go there. We've seen Jesse Lingard go there. He's not daft. He knows in the next year or two, he might be looking for a fresh start elsewhere, Italy, Spain, who knows. Raiola can get you that deal. So I see why players would go to him, and I see why you'd be forced to work with him. But if it come down to one of them, let's just enter a bidding war, there's just no point doing it.
Ronaldo, did you ever have an agent? I don't know how many of you know this, but Ronaldo played for Liverpool. Sorry.
No love attached. No, I never did, actually.
Did you ever get approached by an agent?
I never ever did.
Never got approached?
Did. But I was always told to kind of like, especially at the level I was at, because it was only youth levels still. I was always told, kind of stay clear until it gets a little bit more serious for you. Because you obviously, they'd rather kind of have clients that are kind of pro level and beyond, or kind of aspiring that way. And the couple of approaches that I got, if they're not from people that you feel like are actually valid and will help kind of progress your career anyway, then there's no point. So I never actually had one, no.
But is
it? I just played football, really.
You see, with Haaland, isn't his dad his agent, and Raiola's like an advisor of some sort?
Yeah, there's a lot of that as well, at that level.
See, so it's like people clearly see there's a value in having Mino Raiola's services. We may look at him and think, oh, fuck's sake.
Well, this is
every
what
time he opens his mouth.
I from a football fan perspective, I can't fucking deal with us having to enter into negotiations with the guy, because you know he's going to cause shit. You know he's going to make moves. You know he's going to upset people and try and rock the apple cart and all the rest of them sort of things that the negative side of what an agent can do. But I can also understand it from the player side of things. That guy gets what his players want.
If his player wants to move, they're moving.
If he wants to be my agent, he'd be my agent. And you know what the thing is as well? If you look at Zlatan, Zlatan has never, Raiola's never been a problem for Zlatan.
But he's moved him around a lot.
He's moved him around a lot, but he's never been a problem. Now, I don't know, is that, like, is it just him that like loves to force those moves? Like, and then he just found his perfect, like, he wants to move around and conquer everywhere. Like, and then does he worm these moves around for people, or do they ask him? You know, because it's a weird kind of relationship, isn't it? Like, the player, I know footballers are, look, we look at them like they've got everything, but sometimes their agent will be one of their only advisors or only people to go to, and they kind of probably feel Stockholm syndrome with some of them, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, how loyalty. Much of it is the agent and stuff? But when you're a grown man, you have to take responsibility for what your representatives are saying.
I think Matuidi's been at Juventus for a long time, hasn't he? He's not really moved around a lot. But if you look at some of the players, you go, I don't understand. I mean, and all right, Haaland, he's moved around a little bit already. Pogba moved around a little bit already. Donnarumma, he's caused problems with the ultras at Milan. Moise Keane, there was problems there, instigated problems. I think that was just Italy. Kluivert, he's obviously moved, and that, you know, you could make the case that was a bad move. Mkhitaryan, he's moved around quite a lot at the moment. Do you know what I mean? The
common keeps denominator players in the mix, is, though.
Yeah, a Balotelli. Jesus, more clubs than Tiger Woods, that cunt. One of the comments that we've got here, Harold Driver. I actually tried to say fuck Raiola in the super chat, but YouTube wouldn't let us, but we will, so it's all good.
We'll see it for you.
That's it. You can't use profanities on super chats.
Apparently not.
Well, what the fuck is the point?
Mendes is much better, but you know, I think Mendes is equally as ruthless. He just seems to do it maybe in a bit more. Raiola's a sledgehammer, isn't he? And Mendes, I think, might be a snake.
Yeah.
I think with Mendes, he has a lot more say probably than he lets on. And when you look at how deep that Hesterfield run and the deals that they get involved in, I think there's times where there'll be deals that Jorge Mendes is responsible for, and he's pulling the strings to, that we don't even know about it because of
what's going on with Wolves.
Yeah, like so that's a perfect example. Like they're linked in with Chesterfield, Jorge Mendes, all those kind of people massively, and there'll be players moving around that you don't even know that are his responsibility.
Ronaldo, got a question here for you off Oliver.
Will you play Depends if we get through the trial period.
I will say if selected. There's only one spot for
someone to go past the trial period, and that's mine.
Yeah, I think we're low capacity.
Are you going for left wing spot, Adam?
My pace is gone, but I'll play there if needs be. But when we go through the levels, I have to like relax a little and sit back. But at this time, I can play left wing. Yeah,
we was talking yesterday with the coaches. We are balls deep in our application for joining the Manchester League. We've been in talks with a local stadium. Let me just Google what it holds. But it's a pretty smart looking stadium, especially for this level when everybody plays on, you know, a pitch in the middle of nowhere. you know, like a bit of roped off grass. So the fact that we could potentially get a stadium, it holds over 4,000. So we'll never fill that. It'll look like City. There'll be like 30 people there, I imagine, with Pyro. Pyro is encouraged. So, you know, we're hopefully going to use a stadium because the aesthetic of playing in the stadium is just better anyway. And obviously we're trying to film this, so we get a better angle for playing in the stadium. I'm hoping that we kick off with what I'm going to call like a festival of football. You know, try and get a band, try and get some barbecue, try and get some grilled cheese down down at Grilled Northern Soul. We'll come down and bring his van. Have a good fucking day. Maybe play a couple of YouTube teams, maybe play a couple of local teams. And just have like a 30-minute like knockout on the day sort of competition that really officially launches the club. When that happens is anyone's guess at the moment. I hope that we get to do it the back end of August when it's still hopefully warm and we can have a good old piss up and that, and that'll be fucking wicked.
That'd be great.
I'm hoping that's what we do. But yeah, Ronaldo will be playing if selected. Mercola potentially will be playing if selected. From what I've seen so far, we've got a pretty good squad and we've got a pretty good starting 11. We were, as I was putting it together from people who turned up for the 11 aside that we had the other week, we were probably lacking a couple of options on the wing. So actually, you two are good choices, I think, for being potential wingers.
Ronaldo and Beckham.
Ronaldo, you got delivery like that.
We've got the Black Ronaldo and the Bollywood Beckham.
Bollywood Beckham. That could stick, though, still.
That will stick. But yeah, like I'm really excited for what we're going to do as a football team. Obviously, once we know where we're playing, when we're playing, all the rest of that sort of stuff, we'll be getting out there and letting you guys know all about it and encouraging as many of you to come down when there's not a United game on and all the rest of that sort of stuff. It's just a shame. Obviously, it's small fry in the grand scheme of things that our shitty little, essentially Sunday league team didn't get to play some fixtures. Oh. But you know, I am very excited for what this can bring to us and what sort of different content we can bring with this. Is any more comments?
You could make it a whole mad weekend where the night before the absolute madness. Like it could be a match day weekend. A weekend we do like a Q&A with some player that needs a few quid and then have that on.
That's it, yeah. We're hopefully going to make this a massive deal each weekend. Yeah, some live podcasts have been in the mix for a while, in the planning for a while. You know, if we could time it right where there's like a 3 o'clock kickoff of United, an evening with, you know, an old United legend and then Paddock play on the Sunday. The timing that we've actually been given by the stadium, and this is one thing that we have to check out with the league, because the leagues at this level are fairly flexible in terms of what time kickoff is and stuff like that. So the timing that they've given us, they said, you can have the stadium, but it's going to be 6 o'clock on Sunday. And I've gone, well, that's not the worst time in the world, is it, to be given as a regular slot? 3 o'clock on a Saturday is obviously gone because there is a semi-professional team plays there. They've got an academy, they've got a reserves, they've got an under-18s. And it's a community stadium, so there's other teams that are able to use that stadium as well. So the only time that we could get guaranteed, like, that's our time, would be Sunday, 6 o'clock. So, you know, even with a Sunday, 2 o'clock kickoff, in theory, we could get over to where it is and go and play with them. So there you go.
It's looking exciting. The merch is looking pretty smart, too.
Oh, yeah, you feeling this one? Unfortunately, yeah, this is that. The one and only of these shirts that's going to be made because... we got the We've got the new catalogue here from Umbro, Teamwear 2020, yeah. And they've changed this shirt. So when they sent us this shirt, they sent us the last one that they'll ever be doing of it. So there is another white sort of polo shirt that we'll be able to get, but this is the last one. Can we try and sign someone like Danny Weber? Mate, I'm trying to sign Berbatov. Berbatov's second shirt. Like, I've been chatting to him on Instagram. He's having a shirt off us, and so is Uncle Pat. Now, how I translate that into, like, when you're in Manchester, do you want to just come and turn out for us? Because obviously that's going to bring loads of views for everybody. And yeah. I mean, how fucking cool is it to have one of them? Because I bet they're still so far ahead of everybody at this level, aren't they?
Yeah, no, we was definitely thinking, Berbatov.
Oh, yeah. Like, we was chatting to him and I said, like, if we did a video or something like, you know, Berbatov played for our Sunday league team as the title, you know, we think we could probably get quite a lot of shares. You know, Lad Bible and all them lot probably share that sort of shit, wouldn't they? And I was like, he'd probably score like 30 goals in a game. Like, if he gets 30 shots, he's scoring 25 goals, isn't he? I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. He was a player that didn't really like, it wasn't athleticism that was his key in it.
No, it was just being himself.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at him, he played centre half. Do you know what I mean? At some point, so shows you the intelligence.
I won't leave him.
Yeah. So we are planning all sorts of stuff. I can't wait for it to rock and roll. Scholesy still plays five-a-side, says Charlie. Yes, he does. I think he plays around this level. Yeah. Hmm. I know when I interviewed Robbo a few years ago, and he was late in his 50s, I think, already by then, And I remember him saying, oh, yeah, I still play. This is when the Soccer Dome still existed. I think it shut down now, hasn't it, the Soccer Dome in Trafford? Mm. And he was saying, oh, yeah, he goes, I still play seven-a-side every week. And you're like, can you imagine turning up to seven-a-side? And you're like, is that former United and England captain Brian Robson? What the fuck? And he was like, yeah,
absolutely,
I still go.
Taking your knees
out. Nestling him in.
He's like, I still go hard. And you're like, yeah, I imagine.
I remember when me and Jay played with him. That was like, that was my first ever shoot with someone that made me shit my pants.
I remember, nice one, Ulrich.
That was the first time I'd worked with someone like, and I just, him and Andy Cole, me and Jay Dino running around, he was fucking mental. That was pretty, pretty sick. Robbo's like one of those guys in it where it's like, you're always going to know about him. Like, we're going to tell people about Keno, but when you mention Keno, you have to mention Robbo. And it's kind of like with the number sevens. It's like, if you mention Ronaldo, you got to mention Beckham and you got to mention Cantona. And it's kind of just like that legacy is always going to be there. And I don't, even though I never seen Robbo's greatest periods of time, when I was a kid at like 10 and I used to say, oh, Dad, ain't Roy Keane the fucking best? And that, he'd be like, hold on. Robbo used to be like, yeah. And it's like, there's always that little, like, there's always that reminder of the greatness that has been there.
Dan says, get Wes Brown in at the back.
Recency biased.
Wes Brown, hell of a player. Probably absolutely piss it if we could get hold of him.
Danny Webber used to play for Salford when they were really low down the pyramid, didn't he?
Not that low down, in all honesty. It was only 2-3 years ago still.
Oh, was it? I thought it was.
Did you not see that video on Sky Sports the other day? Like the little United Legends, City Legends quiz, and it was for City Legends, it was Micah Richards and Jolyon Lescott. And then and the United Legends were obviously Andy Cole and Wes Brown. But Andy Cole was the only legend there.
Wes
Brown's got two European Cups, my mate.
Why is wrong? Disconnect him.
Legend gets thrown about too wildly now.
What are you saying? Mate,
yeah, but Julian Lescott
got the ball on Ronaldo's head in that 08 final.
Left foot cross, by the way.
His name was Wesley Brown, I'll have you know.
Left foot cross from a right back.
Wes Brown getting injured in Vinic's career. Let me tell you that if Wes Brown never got injured, Vinic would have never got into the team. Just before Vinic cemented his spot in the team alongside Rio, it was Rio and Wes Brown. Trust me. And then Wes Brown got injured.
31 minutes.
I'm telling you, Wes Brown was the absolute.
Oh, I loved him. Yo, John Terry was a poor man's Wes Brown.
And he'd smash anything into the stands. Mate.
John Terry was no more. Putting his head in dangerous places. Yeah, cool story, nerd. Watch the fucking position of Wes Brown. Injuries played Wes Brown.
No, he was
Wes
injured Brown a lot.
Outrageously good.
I've got great stories good. About Wes Brown. Not only do I love him like that, like I once played wheelchair football with him, which was incredible. Yep, that happened. And I played on the pitch at Old Trafford and I was playing up against him and I was giving him some jib at a corner, yeah. Because we played wheelchair football together, we kind of knew each other. I'm not going to say he knows me, but we kind of had that relationship. So I was giving him a bit of banter. As soon as the corner came in, he just strong-armed me in my throat, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my days. I was finished. But it was an honour and a privilege to be on the end of a Wes Brown album.
There's loads of people that we know that, you know, I've spoken to different, like Danny Higginbottom said he'll come and have a run out for us. And I think for these lot, it probably is going to be, they might play in one of the friendlies or one, you know, like they might stick around for half an hour in one of them games.
What is Joe like commented in there?
We can't see it on here, but if you go to the actual main channel chat, we've got emojis. So one of the things that you get for being a channel member is you get emojis, and we've got stuff like...
Oh, yeah, I made some of them online.
There's some of me wearing this stupid hat. There's Adam with his tiger face. There's Cam eating his own hand. There's Joe ones. So you get loads of different emojis as well. So I think we can get up to 7 emojis now. I think the more people join, the more emojis they let us have. Who would have been the best if it's not for injury? Says Charlie. If you listen
Giuseppe
to
people, Rossi.
Ben Thornley's got to be in that mix, hasn't he?
Giuseppe Rossi.
Do these work? They don't work on here, unfortunately. So unfortunately, they don't work putting us on the chat. But if you look in the regular channel chat, they're in.
Yeah, I've just seen them. They're pretty good.
Wes Brown was good back up with Gary Neville. I think Gary Neville was on the way out big time when we won the European Cup.
Yeah. It was...
Well, he was in a jacket and a suit, wasn't he? Wasn't he for the 08 final?
Yeah.
He wasn't even in the squad. He was injured, I think.
It was that was his 2 week time. Do you remember when it was 2 week Gary Neville? And he was injured for about 9 months. And every press conference, Fergie said he was 2 week out for 9 months. He was like, how far away is he? He's like, yeah, he's about 2 weeks. Okay. Liam says, can I sponsor?
What do your managers do that?
If I'm what? Can you sponsor if you're located in Canada? Sponsor yeah. What?
Can you join? You can join if you're in Canada.
Oh, yeah. It's worldwide if you want to get it in the mixer. Did someone say Louis Saha? I don't know if they did, Dom, but good segue. Dom, I think I've retweeted it. Strip of Paddock just posted it. There's some excellent Louis Saha poster that he's just done there. Go check it out.
I tweeted today that he was Wayne Rooney's best partner ever, and I'm sticking by it. You can't say Ronaldo and Tevez because that was a free. You can't say that.
No. That was the period when people tried to force the four in it, with Berbatov included.
Ross says, still... how do I become a member? If you look underneath this video, there'll be a button which says join. Just click the join. So next to where it usually says subscribe, it'll say join. Just check that out and click that. That's how you become a member. Go on. Did he play like 20 times or something in 2008 as well, Louis Saha?
Yeah, he. I remember the goal against Chelsea in 07 as well, where we beat them 2-0, and we needed to seal, like it was getting close to sealing our first league back, and he scored a big goal in that game.
Give us a wave.
He scored some very big goals. United tweeted a video of his goals today, and that one against was it Blackburn? It's fucking good, that.
It was a hand grenade of energy and, like, athleticism, wasn't it? He was so good. I really enjoyed it.
Was good. Had a decent left foot on him as well.
He was a good player.
Yeah, man.
He was a good player. Righty. Should we wrap it up there, brothers?
Yeah, nice one.
Yes.
Are we doing the Pod to Nowhere, or are we doing McCullough and House and Uncensored? Because I don't even know.
When? Tomorrow?
I don't know. Whenever we're doing it.
I think we're doing Pod to Nowhere for me on Sunday.
Okay, well, there we go. That's what we're doing.
We can get an uncensored out if you want, but...
Yeah, let's do an uncensored.
Quick organisation.
We'll just have to stick it somewhere.
All righty. Right, cheers to Adam for coming and joining us. You can check out the link for his channel in the description. Check out some of the perks that you get for memberships. I haven't been doing the Footy Manager this week. Monday, my microphone broke. I had to go and get a new cable. That pissed me off.
And, that's not essential travel. That's not allowed.
I didn't travel.
By the way,
Amazon's
Adam, you got to put Bollywood Beckham in your bio.
What?
Bollywood Beckham in my bio. Beckham. All right. Cool. Whenever
But yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been feeling a bit down this last few nights, and I the motivation to come and be like upbeat and stuff just hasn't been there. It got to me last couple of days. This fucking staying in luck.
Mentally, it's tough, man.
But it could be worse. Never forget.
It absolutely could be worse. And could you know,
you could be back in a trench, Steve.
I want to be. I don't know how many times I need to say that to you before you actually believe that I was well happier.
I was thinking, listen to this for an idea. I was thinking of creating the YTWF, a YouTube wrestling federation, where we all take on wrestling caricatures and we create a wrestling storyline and fight.
Go on.
Let's do it. YTWF. It's going to be the next big thing. We'll be like Vince McMahon and Eric Bischoff.
What happened to don't try this at all?
Fuck that.
It's a recommendation, not a rule.
We'll bring it back to the Attitude Era and just fuck each other up.
By the way, something I have done in my moment of like getting fucking fannied around mentally, I volunteered for something called Project Rubicon, which is disaster relief. They use veterans to go and aid disaster relief. When it kicked off in Honduras, what happened in Haiti, there's been earthquakes in Pakistan and stuff like that. They send a lot of veterans out there to go and help ship aid over, distribute food, make sure there's water, all that sort of shit. And they've just put the flag out for wanting to get people in the UK to help out with what's going on with the COVID relief. So I've put my hand up for that. I don't know how long it's going to take for them to get in touch or anything like that. But if anyone's a veteran that's watching, go check it out, Project Rubicon. I retweeted something from them before. You can go and sign up and see if you can get involved and go and help out with what they're doing. Because I don't feel like a fucking man sitting here talking about fucking YouTube videos and stuff like that. You know, I'd rather actually feel like I was helping and getting stuck in and fucking doing something. But, you know, what the fuck can we do?
Sometimes the best way to help is just stay in your yard and wash your hands.
The current situation, that's the crack, isn't it? Stay in, don't go out, wash your fucking hands, and jobs are good. But, like, yeah. You know, I wish I could fucking do more, because I feel fucking... I think that's why I feel down at the moment, because I feel fucking useless.
Helpless.
Yeah, I feel useless. I feel like I'm fucking wasting my time here. So I think that's what's fucking got to me over the last couple of days. So I can't really feel like being happy.
No, you should use this time to do as well, yeah. What I've been doing is learning new things that I wouldn't have otherwise had the time to do. Chatting to my family, which I don't normally like to do when, like, I've been on the motorway all day and shit. Like, so far, that novelty's still not worn off for me yet. Give me another week, and I'll be fucked.
Fuck it. Right, listen, thank you guys for tuning in. Make
sure YTWF coming soon.
Adam's going to create a wrestling thing. All right, cool. As long as he can hit you with a fucking main event chair, I'm there for you.
Me against Steve. Yeah, we need to invest in some, like, steel chairs that don't really hurt and tables that will break real easy. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Did you see Adam Brown putting Joe for a table at the XS Live? Anyway,
no.
We'll talk about it on the next one. But nice to see Ronaldo for the first time in about fucking 6 months.
Viva.
Flacker.
Hey, I'm back.
And we'll see you guys.
Well, are we back anyway?
we'll be back eventually, I guess, won't we? Right, laters.
Eventually. All right, laters.
In a bit, lads.
In a bit.
Just going to make sure that goes over. You still hear me? Oh, we're back. Oh, we're back. I didn't mean to be back.
Oh. Hey.
Right.
We're back.
Bye.
And then bye again.